Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition.
Is everything in this cave?
He's still smoldering.
It all stinks. It's a very, very foul, foul place.
Well, for you guys, I got the handkerchief.
I think the handkerchief was a fine idea.
It's perfume, too.
And the zombie's actually going to swing on you and your fine handkerchief.
That's fine.
There.
Come at me, bitch. I've got defensive duelist on.
And he rolls a one and then falls prone right in front of both of you.
Yes.
Opportunity of attack.
Show obeisance for your reward.
That gives them an opportunity of attack, doesn't it?
No.
When he tries to get
But they'll get advantage on
it. Yeah. They now have an advantage on it, combat advantage. So, it is your turn, Dragonborn.
What I do? Is there any modification to my role for firebolting him?
Is it a ranged attack?
Yes.
Then you have disadvantage. Or no, it's actually he's got plus two of his AC.
He's got plus two?
Okay. Yeah, for being prone.
So I will try to melt his face off again.
Okay.
And he will
and
hit.
Do it pretty well. 21?
Oh, yeah.
You're right,
that
dice likes him.
Yeah, it does. The brown face is his forever.
Seven
forever.
Damage.
Yeah.
His face explodes. And he just goos onto the ground, falling down.
Ew.
That was a terrible mistake it did. Oh, I'm sorry, my lord.
Such is the fate of such vile creatures of darkness.
Very good.
I didn't want to have it a Sunday supper anyway.
Okay, so you guys are going to climb up the little ledge?
Yes.
Okay, notice that there's a rock up there. It's got dried blood on it. Looks like it was used for sacrifice.
Well, it's always
very distasteful. It's fairly easy to climb, so I'll give it to you guys. You just make it up there.
Whatever's in this foul cave deserves killing.
I'm going to check the passage out to the right.
Okay, so just you, or is anyone going with you?
I'll go.
Well, he doesn't have... Oh, you have the sign.
Yes, I have the sign.
To light your way.
Yep. Okay, so it's a small single file spot, so it's going to be the order.
I'm going the way here.
Okay.
You know, I'm still winded.
I'm going to put my blades away after I clean them.
Okay, so who's going next?
I will.
I'll be in screaming range.
Okay, so they're going down the tight passageway.
I have my...
The mason lit up sign is lighting your way. When you come into this little cave, motionless humanoid figures dressed in dirty clothes or scraps of armor are propped against the walls of the cave. Some are little more than skeletons with wisps of hair and skin stretched tightly over their bones. Others are fresher. A few old short swords lie on the dusty floor.
Are they good short swords?
They're rusty short swords.
Never mind.
I think you should set the whole room on fire.
It's a tomb.
Well, cremation is perfectly appropriate.
This room is
it may be
fire.
Where they kept their sacrificial victims.
Let's wait until we get out.
Especially
do
since
they look like they've been sacrificed?
Yeah, pretty much all of them have either a chest wound or a throat wound. And there's dry blood all over this flat rock here.
This place needs cleansing.
Clearly the result of accident.
It was an accidental stabbing. This is why you don't run with daggers.
Or short swords.
Especially around Aztec...
I'm going to lean against the wall.
Right. Okay. So the monk and the duelist are hanging out in the main chamber in the dark.
Let us return back.
Agreed.
I have 60 feet of dark vision, so it's not
say
a dark
prayers
thing.
For their souls.
I'm just going to lean against the wall.
Okay.
Do you have another one of those delightful hankies about you?
I probably do.
I'd be very much obliged if I could borrow one, because, you know...
Find a handkerchief.
Thank you.
He's such a gentleman.
Just, tie that about my face because the smell is quite fearsome. It is. I mean, not doing well.
Coming out.
Okay, so you guys don't disturb anything. You just poke your head in and leave.
I will say a prayer for their souls.
Okay. And you guys are heading this way?
Sure.
Yes. Yep.
What's going to be the order?
I'll go first if anyone wants.
I'll go first.
Oh, Kelly wants to go first.
I'll happily go after the archer.
So which one of you two want to go next? Let's
see. I'll go like that. That's fine.
Does it look like the passage is wide enough? If I wanted to, I could slip by people.
Yeah. No.
Nope. It is.
This would be single file.
Yeah. This is a single file passage.
This corridor looks extremely unpleasant.
It does.
Are you wearing a cape?
Yes.
A cape or a mantle?
Yeah, I should probably take my. What's the difference in a mantle?
Mantle's like the half cape, isn't it?
Yes.
No, that's a capelet. No, a mantle is more of like the square cloth.
It's pinned as opposed to a tie.
That's what I want. Yeah, a mantle.
There you go. So that we can just do that click clip and it falls off.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. With a mantle.
With flair.
So it's more Batman-ish.
Yeah. As opposed to, you know.
Wrapped all around class.
Yep. Yeah, mantle. Okay.
All right. This narrow passage is about 10 feet high in most places and rough, irregular walls. Protruding spurs on the walls are coated with dry blood.
This is really.
It's foul.
It is very foul.
Nature is out of balance here.
Darkness has tainted the darkness.
Darkness has tainted the darkness?
Yeah, this darkness has layers of darkness within it.
Wait, did the cleric have some sort of head injury?
Are they all black? Or some of them slightly darker black?
Wait, a cave is natural darkness, which is, natural.
Things are getting kind of dark in here.
But caves aren't necessarily bad places.
Exactly.
Some caves are just misunderstood.
Exactly. This one, however, has been tainted.
And somehow tasty crabs.
The star-shaped cavern ahead has many clefts in its walls. Only two across the cavern seem large enough to traverse. Three zombies lurch about the area. One is costumed like a bear, another is dressed as a lady in a frilly dress with thick makeup, and the last is costumed with a jester with jingling bells and a collar and sleeves.
But they're male zombies?
No, they're the female one's probably a female.
Okay.
But you notice that there's zombies in a troop. It looks like someone dressed them up like this.
Someone has a bad sense of humor.
Do we want to just move back here and let them follow us?
Yes, that's much better.
I will cast Sacred Flame.
And have them come to us?
Or actually, I'm going to cast Burning Hands because all my compatriots are behind me.
Yeah.
Into the room and then back up.
Yeah.
Ah, that's excellent idea.
Oh, yeah.
I will purge the darkness of your vile taint.
Because they're going to be drawn to us anyway.
And then we can just turn them one at a time.
And plus the...
I'm more concerned about what the
actually,
least
wait
work
a minute.
For me is possible.
Right. And
let me get them down the hall first.
Uh-oh. He's got a plan. he's knocking the whole party over.
Okay. There we go.
I'm not going to draw my weapon yet because I don't have to.
Okay. So they're continuing to dance and be frivolous, smashing themselves kind of into the walls as they're following you.
So you
wanted to light them up in the room.
Okay,
but
so you wanted to do that and then we'll...
I wanted to light them up into the room.
Uh-huh.
So, because it's a 15-foot cone, that way I'll get all of them.
Because
okay. If I do it now, it'll only get the one
we'll
in the front, right?
Into the room.
Okay, so...
She's going to light them up in the original room.
Okay, let's
and
go
then,
back.
Yeah.
So she lights them up in the original room.
So they're dancing. What are you doing?
I'm going to sneak up, kind of, and then I'm just going to do the burning hands into the room. It's a 15-foot cone.
Okay.
I'm going to light up, and then I'm going to start backing up.
So as your team's retreating, you're staying to do the...
She doesn't have to be that close.
Okay. Well, you want to be within 15 feet. Remember, each one of these squares is 10,
okay.
So that's 20 feet.
So get closer.
So you want them to be, right on top of
you. I want to be right...
Okay, so as your team's retreating, the zombies are lurching towards you.
Yeah, and I'm going to light them on flame,
dancing.
And then...
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so for
do
this
what you
one,
do.
I have to...
And go ahead and roll initiative while she's looking at the spell.
No, it's instantaneous, so I guess I don't have to roll for a strike. But they have to make a dexterity saving throw.
Yeah, that's going
to
work out well for them.
Okay. So, may Pellor free you from this place and light them up.
Okay, dex save. So, let's get some zombies here. We got the jester. And we got the bear.
You mean the dancing lady?
Dress, yes. Dancing lady with gaudy makeup.
The people from the song.
So first the jester rolls very horrible. Then the lady rolls horrible. Because I got to beat the 12, right?
Yeah.
And then the zombie whatever, in the bear suit.
Modified by their dex bonus.
Horrible.
Yeah. So that means it's
which is not good for them.
3d6 fire damage on a failed.
You mean half on a failed.
Oh, half on a success.
It's like each character in a 15-foot cone must take a dexterity throw. A creature takes 3d6 fire damage on a failed save.
Okay. Half on.
Or half as much damage on unsuccessful.
So just roll it for all three, because they're all going to take the same.
Because they all...
And I roll the worst possible thing, practically, that I can roll. So that's 4 plus...
Your...
No, that's just 4.
Your spellcasting bonus. No? Okay, so just move
seriously?
Back.
Seriously?
Okay.
Seriously.
So she retreats.
Okay, so you blast flame,
and then I...
But you know, you did do some damage to them.
And I'm bringing them to a...
And they're now lit up because little bits of the bear costume are flickering with flame and lit up. Okay, so they're going to slowly lumber and follow. But they're not being aggressive. They're just... It still seems that they're performing. They're not aggressive. They're just dancing for you. Really bizarre,
so
awkward...
So they're zombies. They are... They are people. They are darkness. They must be destroyed by the light.
They're someone's toys.
Ew!
That's all I gotta say.
For the mercy, it's a mercy kill.
It's someone's
from
their
They're not really alive, so I'm not sure that
that's a mercy kill.
And if they're not alive, they're certainly not feeling well. All
right, then does that mean they're property?
So what's our order here?
Okay,
we're
so
three.
Would
you I need
initiative?
To roll initiative.
Yeah. Finally,
I got a 2.
Okay, tell me.
Oh my god!
19.
Again, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
7 again.
7?
What is wrong with me?
14.
5?
13? 4.
I can't roll.
Oh my god.
I know, it's a terrible roll. That's more traditional for me.
Okay, so Talon, it's you up first.
Okay. Moving up to fire on whoever's coming.
She doesn't have to move up.
She rolled for line of sight.
I needed line of sight.
She's shooting down the little cave.
So 18.
18 what? Which one are you going for? The
first one.
The first one? Okay. The jester.
The jester. And he gets 11 points of damage.
Damn. That bow does hurt.
I'm glad you didn't get 11 when you shot
me. 28 plus 3.
Okay, yeah. So it's now their turn.
They're going to dance aggressively. Break dance. This is a breakdancing battle.
And unfortunately, they're still dancing, which is their action, so... Alrighty.
So wait, they're not going to fight us?
They're not at the moment. They're just performing for you.
I'm going to hold my action until they fight, otherwise...
Okay. So it is now going to be Crib's turn.
I'm going to hold for the... for Sister Solace to get out of the way. And I tell her essentially, like, you might want to move.
Well, you know she's not going to be able to move until her action comes up. Okay.
And can you shoot past her? My
action
is
holding action.
You can shoot past her, I mean.
Not with what I want to do.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty, so you're holding your action for her to move out of the way to unleash something horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it is now Silvio's turn.
Okay, well, I'm going to... I assume they're in the same space. I'm going to reach down to my boot and pull out a throwing dagger.
Okay.
And debate whether or not I should bother. And then throw it.
Okay. Give me a throw. Thankfully. And the jester, the first one?
I'm going to miss.
Maybe.
Miss. 4, 5, 9.
9 will hit?
9 will hit.
These are zombies. They have horrible AC. They practically walk into your shots.
4, 5, 6, 7.
7 points?
Yep.
Damn.
I think the jester might be dead.
You throw your dagger, it hits the jester in the eye, and you just hear a jingle of bells as it collapses in this hallway.
Okay, I'm going to say, I'm going to want that back.
Okay. He got the point of that one. Oh, 2.
Can I do as little work as possible?
But you get the kill shot.
That's
right.
Fine.
You are so you. But I'll sidle up to the side here, and if one should make its way through the barrage of my companions,
they're kind of getting in mode.
Attacks, then I'll hit it on the head with my ladle, but otherwise I'll hold my action until one, you know, approaches. Comes into the actual room.
Okay. And Sister Solace.
Sacred Flame on the next one in line.
Okay. And that's deck save, right?
Yes.
And misses it horribly.
Okay, so it's a 1d8.
Yep.
Ah, this time 3 points of damage.
On the next one in line, which is the woman in the dress?
Yeah.
And then you might want to
move out of the way.
Yes, and then I will
move out of the way.
And then they can both make a reflex save.
Okay.
As I unlatch my jaw and unleash a beam of heat.
Ooh!
He's using 30-foot
beam, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
60-foot, actually.
60-foot. Oh,
yeah,
damn.
That's going to be over in a second.
One Whoa. Actually makes it. The woman in the dress?
You'll still take half damage.
Yeah.
Yep.
How
and the bear does not.
How often do you get to use your breath weapon?
It takes a short rest. 12 damage or 6 if they saved.
Whoa.
He just has to build up his breath again.
Believe it or not, even though it did incinerate the crap out of both of them, they are still standing.
No, they don't feel like them.
Barely, though. I mean, they don't look like zombies in costumes anymore. They just look like rotten flesh moving in burnt-off costumes.
Ooh.
Between the burning hands and the fire, the dragon's fire.
The sacred flame.
I mean, literally, gout of flame just flooding down this hallway, exploding into this room.
Charred the room, too, probably.
I bet it
actually smells a little better.
Yeah, good. Cleansing.
Cleansing,
what we said.
All
right,
yeah.
Yes. Fire and light cleanse.
Talon, top of the order. It's your turn.
Firing.
On the lady in the dress?
Yeah, the lady in the dress. Which is why I am a light domain as opposed to healing. Yeah, so 22.
Roll for damage.
Yeah. And it's 6 points of damage.
6 points of damage. Arrow hits it, but it is still on its feet.
She's a tough one.
Yeah. She's
it's
a couple
the dress.
Birds.
Well,
it's the dress.
Well, that was the extra.
She's like Anastasia.
It's the corset.
Bullets are bumping,
It's the corset she's wearing.
Yeah.
The boning.
That was the extra 6 damage that she saved against for my.
Yeah, I went to the dress.
Yeah.
Right. The whale
and
bones.
She's gonna swing on you.
Oh, but she was holding action until it got close.
It's
and they got into the room.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the room.
No.
Is it in the room?
No, it's not in the room.
It's in
you're blocked away.
Go for it. And miss.
And falls prone at your feet.
Kick it.
And the other one pretty much can't do anything because there's a zombie falling prone in the way. So the bear suit guy who's now wearing just has like
shreds
a little bit of bear
fur.
Ears on his head. Just little teddy bear ears on his head.
Like anime cat ears.
He's
a zombie furry.
He was. Now you know why he was
there
made.
There will be a zombie furry.
At least one.
He will hold action if somehow this pathway opens up to make his attack against you. If. Okay, so it is our Dragonborn's turn.
Again?
Because you're to 14. Or actually,
no,
you're last now because you held action.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure how that worked.
Yeah, it basically puts you now, you're below her in the order. Okay, so it is...
Talon's turn?
Or
Silvio's turn.
I am going to... Can I get to that one?
You can...
Yeah, you can stab it.
You can...
Stabby, stabby, cut.
Share that one
I'm
with
I'm
going to
kick it.
That might be all it takes.
You have
blade
boots?
No.
Yeah.
But it's the least work I can do.
Fancy boot smack.
No. I have another dagger.
He's going to step on her head.
Okay. You pull out another dagger all flamboyantly, grab it by the blade, flick it quickly. Because that's flamboyant, and that's what you do.
Oh, again, terrible roll. 5.
But it'll hit.
Ten.
Yep.
Ten will hit a zombie.
Yay. 2, 3, 4, 5 points of damage.
That will take it out. You throw the dagger, it hits right at the base of the skull, and the zombie just falls to the ground.
I will want that one also.
Well, you're wearing gloves, so I think you're the best prepared to retrieve those daggers.
Yeah, that's what
okay.
I'm
and since it was holding its action now, it'll step through that rough terrain and swing on the ranger. Okay. You know, it's all jerkish zombie like that.
No, that's all right.
And will actually hit you for 5 points.
It hits? What was it?
It rolled a 19.
Oh, yeah, it hit.
Which is technically an 18. For 5 points of damage as the zombie smacks the bear paws at you.
Look at my ears. I'm
all gooey. Yeah.
And Otook.
Right, do I have ladle range on the zombie?
You can ladle range him.
Upside his head.
I'm going to smack it in the head. Oh, with a 22.
That will hit.
Right, for a grand total of 6 points of damage.
6 points will actually take it out as you go up and you smash the head that goes spraying against the cave walls, adding more gore to the path you're going to have to walk through.
Plus bear ears.
And a pair of bear ears are on each side of the path.
And I want to know.
Grab wife.
Is who
grab
do
wife.
Such thing to I mean, it's bad enough to make them a zombie, but why would you do such a thing? To dress them up and
after I clean
it
off, I'm
further.
Going to just throw away the thing I used to clean it off because I don't want to touch it.
Well, to be fair, if you're a zombie, you probably don't care about any social.
Well, the zombies might not care about the person who did these foul things.
Well, I don't know about all of you, but I feel better about him destroying the sign.
Right?
Well, it doesn't matter about the zombies and what they've done to it. What matters is what kind of sick bastard would even think of this and find that humorous.
Clearly, we're going
to have to have a conversation with him.
Teach him the error of his ways.
With a very pointed arrow.
very pointy arrows.
So you guys are heading back to here?
What do we find in there?
Besides a horribly scorched room that has horrible barefoot zombie dancers marking the room with their filthy zombie feet. As soon as you actually go in there, you actually hear a voice echo through the cave. Kind of just echoes off the walls. You dare to pit yourself against the Lord of Lance Rock? Death is your reward! Ha 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 ha!
If you are responsible for these vile creatures being here, it will be your death, and Pelor will see to you that you burn in his light.
Oh yeah, you have a chip for that.
And you hear the cackling.
Just take
that. I thought you already had a chip.
Yep.
Oh.
I had one last time, but I didn't use it.
Okay.
Chip the witch! Chip the witch!
And just then, as you hear that, and you're doing your speech, all of a sudden, you guys all look up as you hear a click, and a trapdoor opens above, dropping rocks above your heads.
At least I got a shield.
Everyone give me a dex save!
Oh!
Well... I got a 13. I got a 17.
Advantage.
Oh, yeah. Can I use advantage?
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay.
Is this acrobatics or athletics?
It's just a dex save.
Oh, that's better.
13?
What, okay. Really?
Did you?
Two sixes.
13.
Okay. So what did you get?
13.
13? Okay, you're going to take 3 points of damage.
I'll take
12.
3 points of damage.
17.
3 points of damage. Okay.
3 points of damage.
3 points of damage.
6.
Crap.
7 points of damage.
12.
Getting closer.
12? 3 points of damage.
Yay! Because, you know, that way I'm not dead again.
As you guys hear the
you
last...
You have more hit points than I do.
The rocks cascading
actually,
off.
Actually, you guys might have more hit points than I do now.
The last of the rocks are cascading off. You hear the cackle getting very distant and far away. Someone had, you know, fun at your expense.
Well, we didn't bring a rogue with us. That was an oversight.
I can get a rogue on him.
Yeah, I can
have
a roguey sense about you. He's like
I can see he's a rogue or bard.
Highwayman type.
No,
rogue.
Not bard.
Not
nice.
Bard.
Bards are losers.
Not bardy in the least.
Bards are nerds.
Twyla takes offense at that.
Twyla wasn't a bard.
Okay.
Twyla.
Oh, okay.
Her cousin.
Yes.
Not Tilda. Twyla.
Her bard she played in our fourth edition game. Okay, so you have...
Keep going.
You believe you have two paths, this way or this way. Which way are you going to go?
Which didn't sound that the voice was coming from.
Yeah, can we do a sense? Can we sense something?
Sure.
Like a perception?
My perception's not that great.
Ooh. Oh, I do not
I got a
17 anything.
In perception.
18.
My passive perception is 12. But what did you roll?
I rolled a 3.
You were distracted. There's pebbles. You remind
so
the,
angry.
The pebble reminded you of a rock back home.
I was so angry with him that I...
The rage had...
Yes,
had
the rage.
Distracted.
Flames on the side of my face!
So you believe the sound came from this way.
Then I would suggest
That's
we go
way.
That
way.
Then I'll bellow down that way. That this... You're going to burn. You realize that, right?
But it's like, what? I guess I didn't get my shield up in time for it to protect
this
me
Lord
from
of Lance Rock needs killing.
Needs lancing?
Yes, let's lance the rock. Lance the Lord. Yeah. And I have two short swords that'll do it.
Are you doing horrible things?
Apparently.
And people in the podcast are going, I didn't get it. I didn't see what she's doing.
She's like
making
a weasel
face.
I think it's more of a weasel face.
It's a weasel face.
It's a weasel face.
Where do we go?
Trevor, he dropped the dice.
Don't worry about it. I bring spares.
Those are the only dice you will ever have.
Okay, so you guys are heading this way. What's going to be the marching order?
I will go first.
I'll go second.
I've only got 6 hit points.
I've only
but
got,
I will go first.
I've
you only
got
have
two.
6. I have 3.
I have 5.
You only have 3?
I've got
should
2.
3 hit points left.
Should we take
oh,
a
left.
Maybe
okay.
We should well, take a brief rest.
Take a short break.
Yeah,
let's do it.
This is a good time to catch our breath.
Surges.
After the rocks are there, you think you could take a short rest?
Okay. Okay.
Spend
I think
some of your
it.
Hit dice. I mean,
yeah.
You don't have to go.
So you roll your
hit
you
dice.
Roll your hit dice.
Yeah.
The hit dice.
I'm not going to.
Well, you know, but I think you've been doing the least amount of work possible and thus avoiding as much damage as possible.
Okay, but there's so been an incredible down. Amount of stuff getting accomplished by him, though.
I'm also
yeah.
really hard to hit in combat.
I get you.
I have a feat.
You're so dodgy.
Okay. He's dodgy. He's the artful dodger.
Dodgy.
It's
my lack of interest acts as a shield.
He's
creatures can
by
sense.
Ennui.
Yeah, creatures can sense that I don't give a shit.
They're like, we don't want to kill that
Should
guy. He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
We are taking some moments to prepare and cleanse ourselves from the.
I now have 6
evil
points.
Around us.
Okay, so everyone's taking
a
short rest.
I take a wee dram from my flask.
A little liquid courage.
Too bad if we roll over our hit points, we can't stash that extra.
Yeah, exactly.
No temporary hit points.
I'm so rested.
I'm so pumped. Okay, so what's going to be the marching order? Cleric
I will
first.
Go first.
I'll go second.
Let my light shine
go,
as a beacon for all.
Okay. I'll go after him.
Literally, because my mace is
I'm fine going in the back. I seem to keep getting hit rather hard. So.
No, you've had bad luck.
I have had very bad luck.
Yeah,
Sorry.
Her name is Talon.
Dwarves have a low center of gravity anyway.
Like, you all have botched.
You know what, though? It was very dramatic.
It was awfully funny.
It was very funny. It was excellent timing for a humorous interlude.
Okay, so as you guys come up into this area, you notice that there are actually 4 skeletons standing in this little room. Working around there's tables with tools in there.
Did you say they're, working around?
They seem to be working at the table doing something.
Skeletons.
Yeah. Should we roll for initiative?
If you want to be
animated
all steady cut.
Undead must be destroyed. They are true darkness in the light of Pelor.
Did you forget we're murder hobos?
Oh my god, I actually rolled more than a 2 this time.
Yeah, can I beat my typical low initiative?
Yeah.
Ah, there we go, 15.
That's what I got.
15. I'm going to have to do something.
I got 15 as well.
Perhaps if we just leave them alone, they will let us pass.
I cannot. They are vile taint of darkness.
Yes, you can. Just watch. It's like doing something, but it's not.
Okay, Sister Solace, what did you get?
I got 13.
Okay, Talon.
15.
Sylvia.
15.
Crew.
11.
O'Toole.
18.
Ooh.
Oh, and I'm in the back and everything.
Okay,
I'll
so
pick up a little zombie stew from behind.
Okay, let's actually flatten the man. Okay, so you are rushing forward. Excuse me.
I think the ladle is going to do way better than a rapier.
Excuse me. Coming through.
Wait, maybe perhaps I can find a ligament. I don't think this is going to be ligaments.
There's
not going to be any help.
They are creatures of vile, evil magic. And that magic must be destroyed and purged from this world.
I'm thinking someone's got an anti-evil complex.
Yeah!
Bladed weapons do half damage against these things, I bet.
You believe? Possibly they do. I'm gonna do a fighter check.
We'll say it's intelligence.
Okay.
But I'll use my proficiency bonus because it's a fighter question. Pretty good. 15, 16, 17.
They don't really have a deficit against bladed weapons, but they do have a vulnerability to bludgeoning weapons.
Ah, there we go. Okay.
All right.
Is a staff a bludgeoning weapon?
A staff is a bludgeoning weapon.
Because I always have a staff.
Is a thunder weapon a bludgeoning weapon?
Yes.
It is not.
I think that's
it depends. Crazy. Check the spell. It may bludgeoning may be one of the damage.
Okay. Who goes first?
Okay, so
O'Took.
O'Took is going to swing in the first skeleton.
I will indeed hit with the ladle of doom. With a grand total of 14 for my attack.
That will hit.
All right. You know, it's unfortunate that my ladle is so very wee. But, alright, 7.
7 points. You crack the skeleton in its skull, and you see...
He missed.
As I thought. Vulnerability is double damage. So, yes, the skeleton explodes when you hit it.
Ladle.
And that's for you, Blighty.
She served him up a heap in helping.
Well, it's good somebody remembers the, the witty aphorisms.
Yes, you need to
have
start
some zombie
doing
stew.
Well, I hit someone and I forgot
for
to say anything.
Okay, so it is Silvio or Talon's turn.
I'll let Talon go.
Okay, Talon.
I will step forward and swipe at it with my staff.
So you're coming into the room?
I am. I'm coming into the room.
I will not put the skeleton because there's not enough room to really have.
And I botch.
You botch.
One. I roll the one.
She comes in there. She swings her staff, and it goes flying out of her hand,
Whew.
And it tumbles against the table, right where the skeletons are pulling flesh from a body.
Ew.
Okay.
I just had visions of a Charlie Chaplin-esque thing where she puts out the thing, and then it just goes flaccid and.
I'm awfully glad it went flying, though, because I am standing right next to you.
Well, that arrow that hit you went flying, too.
Silvio!
Okay, so...
just, like, botching my training.
I'll go with the paring dagger again. Take out the rapier.
Okay.
And the rapier wit.
And the rapier wit.
Ooh, terrible again. 5, 10.
10 will not hit.
Oh,
it actually it deflects off part of their bone.
But my defensive duelist goes up, so now I'm
okay.
Hit.
Alrighty, so it is
and
now.
He's dashing while he's doing it.
Of course.
Why, indeed, he always looks dashing.
We're just getting there.
Sister Solace.
I will take my cudgel of my mace, which is glowing with the light of Pelor, and I will smash it on the closest one.
Okay, remember, saying, you do have your turn dead, too.
I don't. I'm not level 2.
No. Oh, that's right.
Level 2.
That's right.
It's like, so I will smash it.
All the best power show up at level 2.
Speaking of mom. Hold up, I got a strike.
So, Sister Sola, swing your mace.
All right. Natural 20!
Natural
the light 20. Of Pelor. the blessings of Pelor is upon me.
Just
and you
filled
be...
the entire little cave.
Yes.
With light.
So
it's much for my dwarven eyes.
Bright night. So 1d6 plus 2.
And this
so...
area is lit up, by the way.
Mm-hmm. So that means it just doubles my damage? Or
yep,
no,
double
or
damage. Which
plus
is funny, but it's vulnerable.
Yeah.
So it's triple damage.
6 plus 2. Okay, so 16 points of damage to 1.
Basically, Sister Sola swings her mace. The might of Pelor fills her muscles, bones, and tendons. And when her mace makes contact with the skeleton, it literally turns to dust.
Good job.
Just turns to instant dust.
Yay, you!
Do I notice a certain glow about her eyes?
You do.
Yes, my eyes, which are normally golden, glow even more with
her armor even looks kind of super shiny.
My shield has a picture of the sun going. There's like a picture of the sun, and it sort of radiates.
That's a lot of radiation.
And there's
Kriv, like
this, it is your turn.
Saunter down the hallway. Is there any left?
There's four total.
There's one that's been injured?
Yep.
Alright, we'll firebolt at that one. From behind everybody.
Okay.
That'll be 19.
That will hit?
For 4.
4 points of damage. Okay, and it is now the skeleton's turn. Poor skeletons. They are going to pull up the tools that they're scraping this body off with.
So it's an improvised weapon.
Hold on, there's a body on the table?
Yeah. They were scraping the flesh off.
They have these rusty swords.
The term is flensing.
They wanted more skeletons and less zombies because you saw how easy the zombies were to take out.
Yeah, they are.
So, the first one is going to turn and try to attack the monk.
All right.
With his old... clumsy, short sword.
Has it been
cool.
10 minutes?
Yeah, we took our short rest.
Yeah, right. So that's gone. And I longer feel the.
I should have
lightful buzz.
Well, technically, I should have put
it's
that.
All right.
And I'm assuming I can't hit you with an 8.
No, indeed.
Okay, and the second one is going to go up and hit the cleric who has the hateful, hateful light.
Glowy.
And not. Apparently a 9 will not hit you, I'm guessing.
No, it will not hit me.
Again, going back to the bad green dice. The dice hates me. I need the hurtful dice. Bring in the pain dice.
You don't need the pain dice.
And it is Otook's turn again.
Right, well, I suppose I'll smash this one. You know, Blighty, you should have taken a lesson from your friends. Will a 17 hit
yes,
it?
Sir.
Oh, I think.
All right, then. For 7 points of damage without the whole modifying magic thing that happens.
The
ladle.
You smack it and its head just shatters and about 4 pieces flying across
it.
The room
the
and it just
smashing.
Falls to pieces at
Yay.
Your feet.
And I'm going to look
crushing.
At the other skeleton and go, do you feel lucky, punk? Oh, do ya?
And you can practically hear his jaw chattering.
Yeah, fear.
Okay, so Talon, it is your turn.
Very well, since my staff is on the ground, I'm just going to have to whip out my short swords.
Okay, so you're whipping out your short swords.
I'm whipping out my short swords and having at him.
Okay.
So how do we do the dual attack?
So you'd make your first attack.
Okay.
And then you'd roll a second attack with no bonuses at disadvantage.
Okay, does a 14 hit?
14 will hit.
Okay, roll for the disadvantage with disadvantage.
Okay.
2.
Well, roll your damage on your first
attack.
Yeah,
because you may not even need the second
That's
attack.
That's true. 5 points of damage.
5 points of damage. It is still on its feet.
Oh, botch. Yeah, 1. Well, I had a 1 and a 19.
Okay.
Okay.
I say she just misses.
Okay, yeah. So I will save you from throwing another weapon across this room.
Or from stabbing another creature.
She's not
exhausted.
Silvio!
She's just having a bad day.
Finally, 20.
Woohoo!
20 will hit.
A natural 20.
I like my short swords too.
You just like weapons.
11.
11 points. You basically bring your rapier down and. Vertebrae disappears, you shatter them, and it just collapses around your sword as you're pulling it out. Okay?
Okay.
Eppingly Darish.
Okay.
Okay, so what do you guys do?
Go team!
Burn that body.
I will say blessings upon all these poor souls that are within this room.
Okay.
Does the body on the table look like it's really dead, or like it's about to get back up?
Oh, it's definitely dead. It's just it was being worked on to become an animated bodysuit.
Right. Perhaps we should cremate this poor soul.
Burn body.
You do notice that there is a jug of green alcohol amongst some other stuff in this room. Like a cask of water.
Oh, yeah, we should totally drink that.
You know, I could make you something much more tasty than that.
Is there any other exits out of this room?
There's stairs that go down.
Okay. Let us take the stairs, my friends.
Indeed. So let's pour out the great alcohol, leave a little by the stairs, and I'll just let it on our way out.
Okay. Right. So as you guys do, you're coming down the stairs. You do notice over here are some bodies that have been partially stitched together. And there's a hooded figure working over one of them. And a pile of bodies that looks like parts.
Oh, can I attack the hooded figure?
You can attack the hooded figure.
I'm shooting
it. Does he know we're here? Should we roll initiative?
Hold on a second, what you're shooting.
He doesn't know you're there.
And
you're
wanting
advantage.
And I got a whopping 8.
An 8, your arrow goes flying out and hits.
He knows
we're
there now.
It hits.
It hits.
Oh.
More damage.
Okay. And it's 4 points of damage.
Okay.
And that's when I'll do the... Because we're doing basically simultaneous. I'll light the room.
Okay, and just at that point, the Dragonborn gets a whiff of flame, and the room is going up on fire. Supplies are starting to crackle and burn. Bad things are happening in there.
What?
And a very, very bad... Okay, so, are you guys heading down the stairs?
That dude's alive still, or is he dead?
He took an arrow. He's in his back. He hasn't reacted yet.
I think we probably need to handle him.
Yes.
I think we're going to have to kill him.
Okay.
Okay, so we technically still have surprise, right?
Technically, yeah. What's the range of your sacred flame? That's a long distance.
Let's see. 20, 30,
40, 50 feet away?
I don't think it's that good.
Fireball's not good.
Yeah, my dagger will. It's going to be a disadvantage.
Fairy fire will reach, though.
You're a disadvantage at long
range.
Right? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Normal range is none, and then disadvantage.
You can light him up with purpley fairy.
60 feet.
60 feet, so it would make
60 feet. So he's got a save versus 12.
Okay.
And
he does
not.
Do
it. So that means it's 1d8 radiant damage.
I hope it's the guy that was talking.
6 points of damage.
Damn. Okay, as you see parts of his hood and cloak burn off, you can see that it's obviously a zombie.
Damn it. No wonder it hit. We are purging its filth from the world.
So, you know, it's better to kill the zombies than have them behind us.
I'll turn my sign and look the other way.
I want to silence the voice.
Okay. So the stairs are going to... You're going to have to go this way further away from that. Are you guys going to do that or just keep shooting from a distance?
We can shoot from a distance. I would not like to...
Yeah, just finish it off from a distance
and
then we'll go down the stairs.
From a distance.
I'm going to do a perception roll.
Especially before they start bursting in a song.
It's a hymn.
17.
You hit.
No, I didn't. I don't have a distance weapon this far. 19. Do I see anything weird in the room? Like I'm looking for like traps or.
You don't see anything weird in the room, but you do notice someone who's recently in a hurry ran this way.
Oh, all right.
Let's maybe the guy with the voice.
Let's go after him.
Okay.
Yeah, but we don't want to leave this behind us.
Believe me, we'll come back and kill it.
It's
almost
it's
dead
follow us
now. We should kill it.
It's going to follow us now. You just shot it and lit it on fire.
Yeah.
I don't know. Depends on what its task is.
Well, you just shot it. So are you guys staying to shoot, or are you going to keep going?
Finish it off.
We should kill it.
Okay.
You know what? You can leave me to shoot it. I'll be fine.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Either or.
Okay, so then we will continue on. Thank you, brave companion.
Okay.
We shall endeavor to get these
vials. So we're down the stairs.
Yep, you guys are heading down the stairs, going that way. The map gets bigger.
Did you want to hang around to shoot it as well?
No, I'll go with him. Are
you
hanging
with
him?
No, I think I'm going to, I'm really an up-close kind of fighter.
Okay, let the Dragonborn do his thing one more time.
Okay, so Dragonborn, do your thing.
Still be a 14.
That will hit.
for three.
Okay.
I'm just gonna sit here and like in three rounds it'll
eventually
be dead.
It's gonna be dead.
By the time it comes over here, it'll
he's
be dead.
Blasting it with fire. 17. And when you do blast it with fire, you do notice on its turn, it turns to look at you. It's gonna lumber this way. At the same time, from the pile of corpses, you see a handful of movement as literally some hands start crawling out of the pile of corpses.
Ew.
Very, very disgusting little hands.
It'll take fire.
They look like that. Zombie hands.
Awesome.
Oh, no. It's like it, only not charming.
Can they
it's like Cabin in the Woods.
You might want to set the whole room on fire.
I think I might.
Yeah, do that.
Burn it.
Okay.
Cough up a loogie.
Okay, so you guys are continuing on?
Flaming loogie.
Yes.
Unless you shout something, we don't know anything's going on.
So you guys have moved on, so we're just going to go ahead and wrap it up with his fight and then know how many rounds.
Throw some oil down or something.
Okay, so first I'm going to fireball the zombie, and I'm going to wait and see how many hands come out of that pile.
Okay.
How far down from here to the next, to the floor, is it?
It's about a 15-foot drop.
Okay.
Just stay up.
So we'll fire to the zombie.
Ooh, yes.
That will hit.
Only for one, though.
Okay. You're pelting it, and we will go this, and we will not use your guys's.
Yeah.
Now, these are tiny, tiny, tiny little things. This one is one, and these are two of them. As the hands are
they're
crawling out.
They crawl 15 feet up in the...
Maybe, you never know. All right, so
dexterity.
Your turn.
12.
12 with the zombie.
For 10.
10.
Oh, you hit the zombie, and it explodes into flame at that point.
Dead zombie.
Does it burn?
You should give him a hand.
No,
it's a single shot spell.
Yeah.
Okay, so the hands are still continuing. So.
Let's see where they go.
They're gonna go towards you.
They still have to climb up.
You might want to shout for help.
Not necessarily.
Okay. And you see the hands are getting ready to start climbing.
Okay. So these are two of them?
Yeah, these are each two each.
Okay.
And yeah,
I know what I'm going to do. So I'm going to firebolt one of the...
Okay, hold on. Let me do the climb check.
Sure.
Quick. For their action.
I assume they're going to be at a disadvantage, seeing as they only have a hand.
No, they're actually good at that.
They have nimble fingers.
They try to strangle them or something? I mean, they're kind of limited in what they can do.
Well, they actually have 20-foot climbs, their power.
Oh,
I mean, they're spiders.
Sheesh!
Well, you know, when you got claws like that, you know. Okay, so they're climbing up the wall.
Zombie hands.
Okay, so I'm assuming this one's over here, because that looks like it's not going to...
Oh, no, he's climbing up the wall. He's going to go sideways.
So I can't see that one. I'm going to fireball the single one.
Okay.
And wait for the others. So the others are almost up to the stairway?
These hands?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, they are actually almost up there.
Almost? Okay.
So you have a feeling on their turn they will be on top of you.
Excellent.
He wants that?
So I'm going to fireball this one.
Okay.
Maybe he has something up his sleeve.
11?
11 will not hit.
Okay.
Your fireball goes lancing out and hits the ground next to the little... It just does that...
These zombie hands are higher AC than the zombies.
Yeah.
Yes, but
these
also have climb.
These are called crawling
don't.
Claws.
Crawling claws.
Mm-hmm. They're nasty little things. And the thing is that the claw can even do slashing or bludgeoning damage. It can pick to punch you or scratch you. Okay, so...
How would it punch if it's... Got
magic.
Okay.
It's a magical crawling hand. You're calling physics on me. Okay. So this.
That's funny.
This from a priest.
Hey, my power is divine. I know where my power comes from.
So this one's going to hit the wall and start climbing up. This one's going to finish his climb and get over here to you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're going to flank him.
They are.
Their claws and their
fists.
And
this one, since they are small, they are going to flank you. So you got four of the little buggers flanking you.
Oh, we don't want to call for help.
No, you guys are heading off. He has this. It's cool. So the first of the four rolls a wonderful 8 to strike.
Nope.
Then we have a 15 to strike.
That will hit.
3 points.
Out.
19.
Yep.
3 points.
Okay, I'm at 0. At which point I will call out.
You guys
need a little
help here.
You hear the dragon roar from the distance.
We are running back.
Okay, you are running back. At that point, the other two hands jump on top of him, and they're like looking around for the next thing to go after.
Okay, so we got
okay.
Wolf for initiative.
So you guys are coming in.
Oh, terrible again. 7.
15.
16.
Ooh, they got it. 20.
Okay. 13.
So, sorry, Sister Solace?
15.
15. Talon?
16.
Silvio?
10.
Otuk?
13.
Okay, so you guys are running back when you hear the dragon make this horrible cry after about 30 seconds.
Uh-huh.
What's the order you're coming back in?
Me first.
It'd be by initiative.
Well, I guess
actually.
Initiative, because that would mean how...
That's whoever...
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well.
So, first will be...
Solace, right?
Solace. Yeah. Actually, Talon has the best.
Okay. Talon can...
So, Talon.
Shoot one of the hands.
Then we have Sister Solace. Then we have Otuk and Silvio. Okay, you guys come running back, and you notice the Dragonborn is on the ground. His glowing sign is laying next to him, just in a way that the glowing letters are reflecting the horrible color in his face that you see with the scales, and little hands crawling all over him. At this point, there are 5 hands all over
five.
Him.
5? I thought there was only 4.
I'm sorry, that's right.
No, there's five.
Because this one finally made it up there.
Oh, okay.
There's a handful of hands crawling all over him.
Okay, I'm shooting a hand.
Okay, you will be at disadvantage.
Why?
Because you're shooting up the stairs.
So roll a second die. Shit.
What? Speak.
She got a 2.
I got a 5.
Okay, well, you missed. I mean, at least it wasn't a 1.
That's true.
See? Okay, so...
Yeah, it's best not to be shooting the dragonborn in the face.
Oh, that would hurt.
Yes.
Okay, so it
right
is
now.
Sister Solace's turn.
Can I run up to him?
You can...
Or...
If you use all of your turn to dash,
no,
you can...
No, I don't want to use all of my turn to dash.
Okay.
So I will, Okay, I am going to, I'm going to use, Cure Wounds.
Cure Wounds?
Or actually, no, I can't use Cure Wounds.
Healing
Word.
Healing Word? What's the range on that?
60 feet.
60 feet?
Okay.
You whisper a prayer to Paylor.
Yeah, you can see there. Okay, the creature of your choice that can see within range regains hit points equals to 1d4 plus my spellcasting modifier.
From the brink of death, you hear a glow of sunlight hit you, and Sister Solace's words
hit you. And apparently, you got 3 points.
Good
hold
enough.
It, hold it.
As
no.
you feel vitality
my
come
modifier.
Into you.
Yeah, because it's +2, right? For
your wisdom. Yes.
For the spell modifier.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So you got 3 points. Okay. 3 hit points back. Oh, that's
know?
Actually a bonus action.
Yep.
So
yes.
I can actually
run up.
Uh-huh. Let's see here. I can't do that. Let's see here. Let's touch.
What is that
on,
thing you'll
on.
Do? It's okay.
I'm trying
you
to.
Have lots of options.
I'm going to. Can I do 2 bonus actions?
No.
No.
Your
you can do an action, a movement, and a bonus action.
You have a small Oscar left in the library.
Okay, one of the hands,
uh-huh.
I'm going to do Sacred Flame on.
Okay.
It's got a 60-foot range.
Go for it.
Well, it's got to do dexterity of 12.
And
it does not
make it.
So that means it's 1d8 radiant damage. Aha! Plus my, just 1d8. It doesn't get my spell thingy.
So 8 points of damage.
The hand explodes.
Yay!
All of a sudden, your light comes down and just explodes around you. Little finger lands next to the dragonborn's eyes as they blast open, and the dragon eyes turn into little slits. How dare you get all hands?
Do I need to roll initiative?
Yeah.
20.
Oh, oh!
Yay!
Well, since 20 is already technically gone, do you want to keep that or just be in the next number?
Can I act after her turn?
Yeah.
All right.
You've got hit points back, so...
Okay, so we'll say you are a 14.
I'm going to get on my knees and try to aim the hands towards the cliff of the stairs and go, get off, and Thunderwave.
Okay. You will be at a disadvantage.
Doesn't matter, they have dex save.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Okay, so, first hand, dex save of what? 12 or 13?
12.
It's 8 plus that your level plus your modifier.
Right, 13.
13? Okay, the first one makes it. The second one, and it's a dex save,
yep.
Makes it. Third one does not. And the fourth one does not. What's the damage?
So for 5 damage.
And half if they save, or?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so you guys just hear, the dragonborn gets up, and he just cracks thunder.
Awesome. And it echoes throughout this castle.
It does.
And the ones that fail to save get flung.
Oh, so 2 of them get flung off, so yep. They'll be taking additional damage.
Ooh!
1 point of damage each. Basically, they go kapiffle.
Ah.
And you can
so
tell the other
left.
The other two hands
two
are
hands.
Barely... I mean, they're missing fingers from your thunder shock.
Okay,
so it is now Otook's turn.
Right, well,
you won't be able to reach it.
Right, I think I'll pull out some mugs and fill them with a refreshing beverage.
I think
the Dragonborn will be needing a cocktail after this.
Indeed. I have just the thing.
Okay, so, Silvio.
How close can I get to it? I'll just make it up there, but I won't be able to fight, right?
Honestly, your best bet would just be to go this way and throw daggers. If
okay,
you throw
I'll
daggers.
Do that. So move me half.
He's the
full,
other figure.
Full normal
yeah.
move,
oh, wrong one.
And I'll throw.
Yeah. Okay. You can throw one dagger or 2 daggers?
I don't have that ability.
Just one dagger.
Okay.
Oh, not good. 7, 12.
12? That will actually hit the little bugger.
Oh, okay, cool.
And
pinning it to the wall.
Ooh, that would be good.
Or throwing it into the room of flame.
5 points of damage.
You literally pull out your dagger, grab it, flick it, and as it flies through the air, the dragonborn's moving with these last two hands clawing around.
It flies into the air and just...
No, there's only one hand left.
No, there's 2.
There's 2.
The white thing starts.
I killed
2
one.
Hands.
Yes.
There were 5 total.
Yes, there was 5 total.
2 are dead, so there's 3
you,
are dead.
You killed
3.
One, I thunderwaved one
yes.
up. 2
3,
off.
1
3,
plus 2 plus 2 plus 1.
We're all agreeing, 3 are dead, 2 are still alive. Dagger goes flying out, making the argument completely moot, because it goes into the hand, pegging the hand to the wall, as you can just see the fingers die like
yay.
A spider. And then there's 1 hand left. Okay, so it is now top of the order, which is the hand's turn. The hand, in its dying breath, is going to try to attack the dragonborn.
It's that bad off?
It's that bad off. Well, a mighty 11 hits you.
It will knock it through the scales.
Okay, and it's just like scratching that one itch you had.
Oh, that's good right there behind the ear.
And Talon, it is your turn.
We'll try again. Do I have to do disadvantage now? Still?
Are you going to... You
forward,
can move
yeah.
over where Silvio is to
yeah.
go out in the open. It's not a problem. It's just that if you're hugging the cliff wall...
11?
11 will not hit.
No.
It goes, arrow goes flying out. Okay.
The dice hate you today. I think we need to fire them.
They do. Sister Solace, it is your turn.
Him. Okay, healing word is a bonus action.
Is it a...
Oh no, I already
used
it.
It's a daily,
it.
Right? Because that counts
right.
all 3
Even
of your spells
thing.
So far.
Yeah, the only thing I could do for him is
I believe you've used all three of your...
Yeah, the only thing I can do is Sacred Flame.
Do you want to come over with the rest of them and do a Sacred Flame?
Yeah, I will do a Sacred Flame.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Doesn't it just...
You just rolled a natural 20, too.
No, it was a 16, actually.
Oh, okay.
But... And you do not succeed. So that's eight points of damage.
As the hand comes crawling up the Dragonborn's shoulder, and Sacred Flame just bathes the Dragonborn, warming his scales, making him feel even more radiant and passionate. And the hand just sits there shivering and explodes into ash that lands in the Dragonborn's shoulder.
And you feel warmer, even though in your cold, in this cold environment, you feel the warmth of petal.
I breathe fire. I feel warm from inside.
He uses lava for a sauna.
Not quite that good. Yet.
Yet.
Magma.
Okay, so what do you guys do? Do you go up to...
I'm going to get my dagger back and quit.
I'm going to use medicine on him.
Okay.
I'm going to serve a round of drinks.
So is it 14?
I don't know how that works.
I'm asking.
Okay. Well, technically, he's already used his hit dice for the day, so he doesn't have any additional hit dice to use with the medicine. Because basically what you can do with medicine is he can take a hit dice without him losing an action. So at the moment, he's healed as much as he can physically heal in one day.
I'm going to look around the chamber a little bit, but not that hard.
We're going to need to take a really long break soon, because I'm out of...
I'm out of
healing.
Well, over here are some full-blown operating suite-style tables, and there's piles of, travelers that have been waylaid.
Oh, dear.
I'm not going
to
touch anything.
I think we need to create another crematorium here.
We're out of grain alcohol.
That's true.
But she always carries alcohol.
That's also true.
Do you guys want to rest up for a long rest, or keep going?
Well,
I brought the drinks.
I think we need to rest up for...
It's not that charming, but we're all a bit banged up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now that you, by the way, are going to the side of the table, you see that basically three flat boulders near the passageway serve as tables for human corpses. Severed body parts sit in baskets by the corpses, covered by dry gore.
Is there a corner of the wall like where that's not filthy?
Yeah, really.
Like anywhere?
Well, we could go up to the blackened room.
No.
Or...
In that room, in 15.
In this area?
Yes,
yeah, you could place. You could basically...
Not near the bodies, like maybe near the chip.
Near the chip? Yeah, there's even a little wall here.
I'm going to find an area in there, sit down.
Okay, so you guys are going to camp out for...
Yes.
Okay.
Get some rest.
Okay, so you guys are taking a long rest. Is anyone taking watch?
Well,
I will take
watch.
I will definitely
take watch. I'm at 4 hit points.
Okay. Okay.
And I can see in the dark.
Okay.
So are you guys making a fire? Well, it's a lit up room. And
no,
you had torches to light it
up.
We don't need to.
Okay.
So everybody
take a long rest.
Okay.
Which means
you
get
your hit dice back. Basically, long rest.
Do I get my...
Well, your hit points are still what they are.
Do I get my spells
but
back?
But you get your hit dice back.
But you get your hit dice back, which you can spend afterwards if you want.
You can pray.
Or you can save it.
You can pray. You can pray.
You can do the pray. You can pray the pray to get more different spells if you want different spells, or to reset the spells that you have.
I need to reset my spells.
Okay, so you can reset your spells.
I need a point.
Yeah, because the only thing I had left was fairy fire.
Look, you glow!
I have my health back.
Okay, so long rest is a period of extended downtime, at least 8 hours long, during which the character sleeps, performs light activity, reading, talking, eating, or standing watch for no more than 2 hours. If the rest is interrupted by strenuous activity, you don't get it. At the end of the rest, character regains all lost hit points and any spent hit dice up to the max, up to half the character's total, which for you guys is one. For example, the character has 8 hit dice, gets 4 back.
So they're back to full health?
Yep,
yes.
So you're back at full health, and you have your hit dice back.
Yay!
Okay.
That's a good idea, I think. Since we're all on our last legs at the end of that.
Okay, so that's a good place to wrap it up there.
Cool.
Yay!
Good job, everybody.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, a sign to Ragnarok story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.
Okay. Breathe.
But not the coke.
Yeah. So it is not for not for inhaling.
It's terrible to inhale. Yeah. Not good for the lungs.
They're not good for the lungs at all.
It's not like tea. I'm celebrating.
Oh, it's World Turtle Day.
It's World Turtle Day, really?
Yeah. I love turtles.
I like turtles.
I like the morning stars.
We have that. It's right there. Right behind you. Have at it. Have at it, sir.
Awesome. I'll smash the skeletons.
With our crocheted weapons.
Yes. They're actually pretty badass.
We should, put pictures on the webpage.
We need to get the helmets, too. Yes. Like crochet the helmets.
And beards. And we can all take pictures as dwarves.
I'm still telling Sandy she needs to make more, so
who wants a Skyrim helmet? Trevor does.
Trevor's hands just bolted
up. My son's like, woohoo! I will get the pattern for your grandmother so she can make you a Skyrim helmet and a beard.
After she makes me more weapons.
Yes.
But is she going to Etsy-fy these wedding weapons? Because they're brilliant.
If she keeps making enough, I'm definitely down.
I've got to learn how to do this.
Yes. It's so cool.
We need to branch out with other styles.
Okay, just the time checks, everybody knows. It's quarter after noon.
Quarter after noon.
45.
Too bad Xander couldn't make it. He'd love the...
He would.
Yeah.
And he was missed.
Good team.
Of the awesome fire chick. I want to attack you guys with the fire chick just because it's an awesome little mini.
What is she?
And some rubber, so it won't break in a second.
Ooh, fire elemental? Perfect.
Or something? Fire spirit was what the box said, but it was just cool looking. That and the
and it goes
the
quite well with the.
So you're
just no, the not the ring. Yeah, the brown dice is all yours. Anytime you want to borrow my dice, pretty much think that the brown dice is earned.
It likes you better
being
sure.
The jazz dice, honestly.
Because it works for jazz. It really
does.
Likes jazz.
It does.
Yeah.
Really like jazz.
Jazz.
I've always had double digit initiative with it.
Covered by hands.